Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue in our series talking about the epistles from Romans to 3 John, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak scriptures into our lives and for us to change, for Him to cleanse us by His Word. We mentioned in the tabernacle that outside the high priest had a brazen altar where he sacrificed the animal, and then he'd go to the lava where he'd wash his hands. And the lava had like a looking glass in it, so he'd see himself as he did it. And that's the type of the Word. The Father wants us to take scriptures, especially from the epistles, and speak them into our lives and allow Him to change us, cleanse us. Like we mentioned in Psalm 51, David said, "Create in me a clean heart, clean me." Go to Romans chapter 16 with me. Verse 25. "Now to him that is of the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Yeshua." Paul was saying that it's the Father who can establish me. And we need to speak that into our lives. What we need to do is before, we need to go to the Holy Spirit and say, you take the book of Romans and say, "Father, show me the scriptures that I need to speak into my life for me to change." And then you color them. And then you go back and you start reciting these scriptures, speaking them. And would you say, "Father, these scriptures that I'm saying are for me, my family, so-and-so and so-and-so." And I'm going to use the term "we," "us," or "our" when I say these scriptures. So if for example, if you say a scripture, "The just live by faith." We are just. We live by faith. "No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Greater is he that's in us." So you're letting the Father know and letting the devil know that you're speaking these things, not only for yourself, but whoever you want to include. And it's so important. And you watch how the Word will start cleansing you and other people in a greater way. So he's establishing us. He's the only one. You speak that into your life. "The only one who can establish me is my Father. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl can establish me. Only the Father." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. "Unto the church of the Father, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Yeshua, called to be saints." We're sanctified. Just say, we are sanctified. We are set apart for the Father's use. We're called to be saints. We're called to walk in holiness with His help. Because remember in Romans 8, about verse 13, it says that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to mortify the deeds of our flesh. In verse 29, conform us to the image of Yeshua. And this is so important to go to the epistles, because the epistles are not, you know, if you feel like doing it type of thing. They are commandments. If he says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of the mouths," it's not up for any vote. You have to do it. It's a commandment. Hallelujah. In verse 5, "Then in everything we are enriched by him in all utterance and knowledge." And say, "The Father enriches me in all utterance and knowledge." Everything I speak is from Him, and He gives me the knowledge. Hallelujah. Verse 7, "So I come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of Yeshua." If the Father wants me to minister to somebody, I know He'll use me for His glory. And the word "gift" should have been translated "manifestation." He will manifest Himself through me to that person. Whether it be a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's so very important. Hallelujah. Verse 8, "The last thing the devil wants anybody to do is minister to the Father's children." Allow the Father to minister. In verse 8, he shall confirm us to the end, and that we'll be blameless in the day of Yeshua. He's the one that'll keep us, body, soul, and spirit. He'll do it for us. He that began a good work in us will complete it. So you start speaking these scriptures. In chapter 2, verse 4, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power." The wisdom I get is not from man, it's from the Father, and I get the power from Him. He's the power source. He just uses me for His glory. You speak that into your life, and here comes the pride. The pride comes down. Because remember, I talked on a couple of broadcasts about this doctrine that's out there by a lot of ministers, Kingdom Now, where they feel that Christians are going to establish a kingdom here on earth before Yeshua, Jesus, comes back and control the government, which is never going to happen. You know, only Yeshua can do that. And we couldn't even keep prayer in the public schools, and now we're going to establish a government. You see, and it's like a dominion theology, and it's like we're little gods and we can do this. And this humanistic attitude is what brought Rome down. Be very careful. Humble yourself before him. We need him. Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. Hallelujah. In verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but of the Father. You don't want people to be looking to you as something special. We're nothing. We're just messengers for him. In verse 9, eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things which the Father has prepared for us that love him. You may not like the situation you're in, but the Father has great things prepared for you. As long as you allow him access to every aspect of your life and allow him to cleanse you by his word. Hallelujah. In verse 16, who had known the mind of Yeshua that he may instruct them? But we have the mind of Yeshua. Speak that. If the devil's attacking your mind, say, devil, I have the mind of Yeshua. Hallelujah. If you're feeling confused, worried, hey, I have the mind of Yeshua. And speak that. We have the mind of Yeshua. Verse 9. For we are labors together with the Father. And we are the Father's husbands. We are his building. The Father is building us. And conforming us to the image of Yeshua. It's so important that you speak this. The devil just runs away when you start speaking from the epistles and things into your scriptures into your life. Hallelujah. In chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that man be found faithful. Say, with the Father's help, I am faithful. We are faithful to him. Hallelujah. In verse 4, for I know nothing by myself. Say that. I know nothing without the Father. Hallelujah. He gives me all wisdom. Anything I need to know comes from him. In chapter 5, verse 6. Your glory is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Say, I'm not letting anything of the enemy come into my life. It's so important that wherever you go to church, make sure that the Father's being lifted up. Make sure that their teaching is Bible-based, or else another spirit could be moving there. And can interfere with your prayer life, interfere with your family life. Just very careful. Because not every spirit is of the Father. Bible says, test the spirits. Again, if you see humanistic people being lifted up and things that are not based on the Bible, traditions not based on the Bible, then you better get out of there. Because another spirit, Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians, about that, Paul said, don't let him preach another Yeshua. Or another spirit to you, you know? You think it's the spirit of the Father moving, but it's another spirit. And you have to be very careful. If man is being lifted up, if they're not Bible-based, it's a problem. In verse 7, purge therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For Yeshua, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. It's just so important that we allow him to purge even people out of our lives. That shouldn't be there. Things out of our lives. Verse 9, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. That's to say, Father, we don't have company with fornicators. You can pray with them and pray for them. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of the world or with the covetous or extortioners or with idolaters. For then must you needs go out of the world. But I have now kept written to you, not to keep company of any man that is called a brother, be a fornicator, a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. We don't keep company with that type of person. And then he said, verse 18, for them that are without, the Father judgeth. Therefore, put away from yourselves that wicked person. You got to be careful. The devil might be trying to infiltrate your life. We talked about that with a message about the spirit of Antichrist. Don't let the devil infiltrate your family, your life. Be careful what ministry you're giving finances to. You don't want to be linked up to the wrong ministry. Find out what they teach, what their doctrine is. You don't want to be linked. You don't want demonic forces that could be coming against them because they're not Bible-based come into your life. And you feel sorry for them, and there's no excuse. Be very careful who you linked up to. You don't want to be laying in bed and praying, and all of a sudden some evil spirits attack you because you're linked up to a ministry that's not doing right by the money and not teaching properly, believing some weird doctrine, especially the kingdom now. Why would you know, it's like putting money into a bag with holes in it. And you got to be very careful who you're linked up to, where you go to church. It's so important that the Word has to be lifted up. The Father has to be lifted up. And again, it's got to be Bible-based. No humanistic attitude. And everything that's preached has to be traced back to the Word. It's your responsibility to see that what is being preached is traced back to the Word. If not, you got to reject it. Verse 12, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things lawful unto me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Yesterday I taught a message about wine versus grape juice. It's so important that you understand that the Father doesn't want you to touch wine. We taught that wine is a mocker. And you can get that message is on my website too, at henrywalker.org. Wine is a mocker, but also you can go to On Demand at WCNO and hear a broadcast from yesterday if you missed it. And every broadcast I have at 7:15 in the morning is repeated at 7:15 p.m. It's important you understand that. Don't give place to the devil. You don't want another spirit talking to you other than the Holy Spirit. And wine is giving place to the devil. And there's a whole study on it, that the whole word wine and how it's been mistranslated. And it's just so important. Get the message. It's so important. Hallelujah. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Again, we're talking about the epistles and speaking those things into our lives. Include your loved ones into when you speak these scriptures into your lives. Allow him to cleanse all of you. This is so important we do it because we need to be rapture ready. Hallelujah. Praise him. Father, we just thank you. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me if you can. Father, we ask you to touch the people right now. Father, let us all be cleansed by the washing of your word. Father, we want to be cleansed. So cleanse us, Father. Show us the scriptures we need to speak into our lives and the lives of our loved ones so we can all be cleansed, Father. And we thank you, Father. And help us not to let any give place to the devil in any way, Father. And I just give you the glory in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Want to tell you some more about our ministry? Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I've written my website is henrywalker.org. You'll see that wine is a mocking message on it. It's also a message about women be loose. There's so many misconceptions about the word, about women in ministry, and it's on there. And also, I've written three books. The first one is called Seasons. It talks about the different feasts of the Father, which are not just for Jews, it's for all of us. And everything major that Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. I can show the feast days when he was born, when he died, when he rose, when he was circumcised. Hallelujah. When he ascended. I can also show you when Jericho came down, all by the feast days. And then my second book is called Noon. And make sure you get the second edition. It's got even more scriptures in it. And it talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar and what he did in the Word on those months that he wants to repeat in those months. And you go to my biblical calendar page on my website and click and you see when each month begins and ends up the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up the year 2020. And also there's certain hours of the day that are in the Word that he wants to, that he blessed, and he wants to do things on those hours of the day. You need to know those hours and receive those blessings. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and scroll down. You see my books. You can download Demystifying the Trinity and Noon, the second edition, right there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a reduced price through me just on a quantity basis, be a prayer group, be a church, by just calling me. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you so much. And it's up to you, in these last days. But what I'm doing is instructing you how to be rapture ready, how to warfare against the enemy in a greater way. It's so important. Remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutter.